This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. U.S. President Joe Biden and his wife Jill welcomed Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida and his wife Yuko to the White House for a formal state dinner Wednesday night. During the traditional toast, President Biden said he and Kishida came of age as their countries forged a strong bond in the decades after they squared off as enemies during World War II.
We both remember that hard work, what it has done to find healing in where there was once such hardship. We both remember Japanese and American people who not only brought us together, but who brought us forward, transforming our relationship from bitter foes best friends could be. Tonight, we pledge to keep going.
Prime Minister Kishida said the two nations are inseparable despite the wide ocean between them.
I believe that the Pacific Ocean has brought Japan and the United States together and so close because of the pioneering spirit of those who came before us and frontier spirit that we all have in common.
Prime Minister Kishida is the fifth world leader Biden has honored with a state dinner since he took office in 2021. Israel has conducted one of the most high-profile attacks during the war in Gaza. AP correspondent Sargar Magani reports.
The deaths threatened to strain efforts to reach a ceasefire. And the strike came a day after President Biden said Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's handling of the war is a mistake. Today, he urged Israel to ramp up efforts to get more aid into Gaza.
They're getting in somewhere in the last 3 days, over 100 trucks. It's not enough.
The president says he's been blunt with Netanyahu.
We'll see what he does in terms of meeting the commitments he made to me.
And he's demanding another entry point for aid trucks in northern Gaza. An Israeli official says one will soon open. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A sudden hike in electricity rates in Africa's most populous country, Nigeria, has sparked a backlash. Nigerian authorities last Wednesday announced a nearly 300% increase in rates for bigger consumers and the latest subsidy cut, part of the government's wider economic reforms. Timothy Obezu reports.
The decision is part of President Bola Tinubu's reform drives to ease pressure on the economy. Authorities argue the state-controlled electricity rates are too low to attract new investors or allow distribution firms to recover their costs, leaving the sector with huge debts. But the decision is being criticized by many, including businesses, manufacturers, and workers' unions. Timothy Obezu, VOA News, Nasarawa State, Nigeria.
More than two decades after hosting the Winter Olympics, the western U.S. city of Salt Lake City, Utah, is making another bid to bring the games back in 2034. AP correspondent Haya Punjwani has more.
Members of the International Olympics Committee are in Utah this week to see if Salt Lake City is the right fit for the 2034 Winter Olympics. They last hosted the International Games in 2002 and have spent millions of dollars to make sure that its Olympic facilities don't fall into despair in anticipation of hosting again. Carl Stoss, an IOC member and chair of the Future Host Commission, says the city seems enthusiastic to host again.
We'll go now in a deep dive. We'll go and analyze the different concepts we reached before, but we have a very good feeling. The preparation was still since 4 years.
I'm Haya Punjwani.
Many other past Olympic host cities around the world have decided in recent years against making another bid for the Games. The sporting spectacular is a notorious money pit, and climate change has curtailed the number of sites capable of hosting. Issues in the News is VOA's premier news discussion program. We take on the biggest stories of the week and discuss them in detail with those who have unparalleled expertise. Our in-depth analysis goes beyond the headlines, providing you with the inside story on both domestic and international news. Stay informed and engaged with the latest developments as we explore the most pressing issues shaping our world. That's VOA's Issues in the News. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.